A guten Erev Sukkos to all the Shaimim. Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a shir on the Haftarah of the first day of Sukkos. The Navi at the end of Sefer Zechariah, which is the Haftarah, speaks about how in the future Klal Yisrael will be instructed and involved in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and then the Goyim also, says the Haftarah, the Goyim that will be surviving will be coming up to also involve themselves and do the mitzvah of Sukkah. So that's right at the end of the Torah, Pasuk Tazayin. And Rashi says, what are Goyim doing with Sukkah? So Rashi says, K'moy Shapir Sherezal B'Maseches Avodah Zarah, Mitzvah Kala Yeshli, V'Sukkah Shema. Hashem says, I have a small mitzvah for the Goyim to do, and it's called Sukkah. K'di'isa B'Shmaitzer Rishayna. Like it's brought down in the first Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And Baruch Hashem, we've spoken about this Gemara many times. It's a famous Gemara. And this is what the Haftarah, a lot of the Haftarah is referring to the last few Pesukim. So let's see this part of the Gemara and Daf Gimel. Gemara says, in the future, the nations are going to be coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to say, give us another chance. Hashem will say, okay, you don't really deserve another chance, but Afa Bikain, Mitzvah Kala Yeshli V'Sukkah Shema. Have a very easy mitzvah. Lechu v'asu aisa, go do it, says the Gemara, v'amai kar le'mitzvah kala. Why is it called a mitzvah kala? Bishum de'les mech yisar on kes. It doesn't have to cost you money. You're allowed to make it with stuff you find, you know, growing in the fields, leftover stuff that you don't eat, the stuff you throw away, like the Gemara does. Maybe you spent money on it, maybe I did, but you don't have to. Then the Gemara says, miyad kol echad echad noitel v'hoylech v'aisa sukkah b'reish gagoy. Everybody will go, all these gayim will go and also make a sukkah on top of their roofs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makder aleim chama v'tkufas Tammuz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the sun shine like it does in the Tammuz tkufa, very, very hot time of the year. Even though Sukkot usually isn't necessarily that. Look in the, check out the Mefarshim Rashi has a cheshbon that does work out with it. Al kapanim, it's going to be a very hot day. V'chol echad v'echad, because tkufas Tammuz goes until Sukkot time, fine. V'chol echad v'echad mevayit b'sukkos v'yaisi. And these goyim will kick their sukkah and leave. They're just going to walk out from the heat. They're going to give it a kick. Shenamar, the Gemara learns it from Pasuk in Tehillim. Then the Gemara asks a kasha. Gemara says that, what's the problem? Avelot tsar, there's tsar. V'amar Rava, mitzar, patam in a sukkah. Says, what's wrong that they left? Ralach is, if someone has tsar, he's patam from the sukkah. Says the Gemara, nihita patar, ba'ute mimavati. They don't have to kick. Yes, the Gemara says, Yidden also sometimes walk out of the sukkah if it's uncomfortable. Mitzar, patam in a sukkah, but they don't kick the sukkah. And then Hashem will laugh and say, that's it, guys. Goyim, you proved yourselves that you're not worthy of anything. It's a very famous Gemara, and Rashi learns that this is the Pshat and the Pesukim, the end of Haftarah. I have a kasha for many years. If anybody has a tarsa, I'd love to hear it. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Av Gimel gets this whole discussion about the Sukkah and bases it on different Pesukim and does not bring down the Pesukim in Zachar at all. They should have brought it down. It should have been mentioned in that Gemara, or at least in Rashi. And it's not, as if it's like based on other psukim. Something that's bothered me for many years. But let's discuss this Gemara. Today we're going to learn amazing, amazing pshat from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Heiliger Reshiva, in Sefer Drash Moshe, Drush Chav Beis. So, he wants to say pshat in this Gemara. And why is Klal Yisrael and the Goyim going to be tested and shown their differences in the future by the mitzvah of the sukkah? Why more than any other mitzvah? Why is that going to be the one that's chosen to show who the goyim really are, to show their true face? So, he brings that in the yoitzris of the second day of Sukkot, which is printed in your Chazaras Hashatz, if you have a machzer for Sukkot, in the second day of Sukkot, the Piyut says, Bal tihi mitzvah sukkah be'inecha kala. You shouldn't think the mitzvah of sukkah, don't let it be in your eyes something which is very light, unimportant. Ki keneged kol mitzvahs das lukaiseh ha-shkula. Because it is keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. So he wants to understand why is the mitzvah of sukkah, according to this piyut, why is it keneged all other mitzvahs? A new idea, we never heard that it's keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Where since it's being keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, we heard of other mitzvahs, why is this mitzvah of sukkah keneged kol ha-mitzvahs? Another question, a third question. Everybody knows that the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, if when the Torah says you have to remember, Is it referring to Anani HaKavod, which is fine, that's a grape shot, or according to Rabbi Yeshua, it is referring to that Klai Yisrael literally were in booths in the Midbar. They were like in some type of sukkahs, halachic sukkahs, or similar to sukkahs, as they were journeying in the Midbar. And why in the world would we need to remember that? If it was Anani HaKavod, fine, great, remember the Nase. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's the point of remembering? Why is it significant to remember that in the Midbar we sat in Sukkot? Why is that significant to make a whole Yom Tov and a mitzvah out of it? And finally, one last question, a fourth question, sounds like Pesach. We'll see soon, there's another connection to Pesach. Is the Medrash that says that the reason for the mitzvah Sukkot is in case it was paskin that on Yom Kippur that we're chayiv to go to Galus, if we're mechayiv to go to Galus, then I think it's also maybe one of the yitzhas. If we're mechayiv to go to Galus, then the sukkah, going to the sukkah, should be considered. It's in the tefillah, right? The tefillah that people say when they go into the sukkah, it should be considered as if I went into Galus by going to the sukkah. What does that mean? It's such a strange thing. What does that mean? How do you mean Galus? Galus doesn't mean to go into your local convenience sukkah, which has pretty decorations and you're getting good food over there. What's going on? How does that help you for Galus? So again, four questions. Why are the guy going to be tested with sukkah in the future? Why is sukkah's connected to Torah Kula? What's the pshat on the Mani Amr that says you need to remember the booths in the Midbar? And finally, what's this medrash about it being a kapara for Galus? So Rav Moshe goes with one of his themes in the Sefer Drash Moshe, which he speaks about so often, so important to him. He must have lived by it. Rav Moshe says that the truth is that all of Yiddishkeit really boils down to one thing. Tzadik be'emunasa yichid. There's only one thing you have to know, and if you know that, all of Torah and Mitzvot is easy. He speaks about this again in the Sefer a number of places. Just really one thing you got to know. If you know that, you have everything. You won't find it difficult ever to do mitzvahs. No mitzvah will be too expensive for you. No aveira will be, you know, worthwhile doing. You'll always want to never do the aveira. What is that? He says to know that all of Chai Olam Hazeh is Hevel Havolim. Right? This is what we read on Shabbos, Chalom Moed Sukkos. What life is all about is to go in Derech HaTorah. To enjoy Olam Haz and Olam Haba through a Torah-dika lens, through a Torah-dika Hashkafa. If you do that, he says, there is no Nisyonis. Every mitzvah does not become an independent challenge. You have one koyach of emunah to know this world is not important. Mitzvah itself. It's only living a Torah life that's important. Everything becomes easy. He says, if somebody would be told by a doctor, Chas HaShalom, they could be dying within a year, well, they would spend their last year on things which are important. They would stop being involved in Irishkeit and start being involved in pleasures of the world. They would make a bucket list of important things that they want to do before they die, if they have any brains. And everybody says, Ramesh is going to die one day. And still, what does the HR do? He has one job, to make us forget about the importance of Chayi Torah and how insignificant, how trivial Olam Hazeh is. So he makes us be menichin, chai oilam v'oiskin machai isha. That is the Yitzhahara's goal. And then every mitzvah becomes a challenge, 613 challenges. But if we would live and know that life is all about living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not about this world, and this world can be enjoyed by living a Torah life, really enjoyed without having frustrations, then there would only be really be one, that one thing you have to know, and all mitzvahs would just follow through easily. But it becomes 613 struggles because we're not living with that. The Yitzhar makes us forget that every moment. It doesn't matter who you are. For sure, if you're a simple yid, and even the big Talmid Chacham, the Yitzhar goes and works on getting him to get caught up with Olam Hazeh. That's what Moshe says. People aren't misbinding. But if they would realize that this world is just a prize, there's just a hallway, an anteroom, until you get to the main chamber, they would realize every mitzvah is not a big nisayin b'chalal. Everything would be easy. But people go through this world and they're frustrated and they wish they would have had more and they missed out on this. Mishiyesh l'imaner writes a misayim because they're not living with the truth that Olam Hazeh is only a prizer. And they're trying to get hana from the Olam Hazeh in itself. And unfortunately, that will never happen. Says Rav Moshe, this is the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is a retreat. Dafka when you're gathering your tefuah and your silos are filled with all your grain, and you're feeling at the top of this world, and I was successful, and I did it, and I have it made, at that moment, remember, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives you everything. And we stop, drop, and roll into the sukkah. And we leave our dearest kava, we go to dearest arai, and we think about all this world is dearest arai. Like everybody knows, very famous story, there was an American fellow, I wonder who it was, everybody knows, I'd love to hear who it was, who came to visit the Chavetz Chaim in Radin, and he was shocked by how little furniture the Chavetz Chaim had. Very simple furniture, this doubled, he didn't have a Shabbos table and a weekday table, and this chair is doubled as a bed, and all that stuff. And he said to the Chavetz Chaim, where's your furniture? Because he really, in his innocence, didn't realize what was going on. The Chavetz Chaim said, where's your furniture? Everybody knows the story. We have to chazer this story, though. And the fellow said, I'm just passing through. The Chavetz Chaim said, I'm just passing through also. So that's what we do Sukkot time, is we want to get this message into our head. And he says, Rav Moshe says, that a fellow named Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Ari asked him, I don't know, he doesn't say the last name, asked him, how come all the Yom and Tov and the Torah, different Mayadim, the Torah only by Sukkot uses the words Shivas Yomim Bashana. 7 days of the year you should keep the mitzvah of Sukkot. Why doesn't it say Shivas Yomim Bashana by Pesach? Why doesn't it say Yom Echad Bashana by Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? What's the Shivas Yomim Bashana? He says, amazing pshat. He says, really, we would have to live like this all year long. Always live eating very simply, being mechoyit to live in a shack. We shouldn't get caught up in Olam Hazeh. We really need this every single day of our lives. But the Torah tells you, don't worry. You need this program for 7 days of the year. And I guarantee you, says Hashem, if you do the 7 days properly, then the message will stay with you until next year. It will last you a year long. Very, very similar, a very famous Zayar HaKadosh that says that the reason why we need on Pesach, Matzah, for just 7 days is because 7 days, the Amunah goes into a Yid, and it helps him destroy the Yitzhahara for the entire year. The Kayach of the Matzah lasts for the whole year, and then you could go along and eat Chametz afterwards. Zayar. Same thing says Ramesha. There's a program, a retreat of living a life of Arai, of focusing on what's life all about for 7 days, and then you are set for the rest of the whole entire year. Now, like we said, this program is needed by everybody. People that normally would be called Olam Hazeh, people that are balabatim, people that are working. But even Talmidei Chachamim who are involved all the time in Torah, Farkert, they also have a problem. They could also be caught up. And they also need to be warned and stopped and reminded what life is all about. They also need the Sukkah program. So he says, this is Rav Moshe Tainis, that in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael actually had Sukkos and Aniyat Kavod. And they also had both. See, Tainis, they had both. And Rav Lezer and Yeshua are focusing on two different aspects. They're arguing what you should focus on. Rav Lezer says, most people need to be reminded how they could achieve a life of Ruchnius, a life of Aniyat Kavod. Everyone can get that, as long as you focus and realize that life is not about your car and your house and all the other types of Olam Hazeh. And Rabbi Kiva says, even the big tzaddikim have to remember that in the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu was worried about us in the Midbar, while we were living with Hashem, we were the Dar Deya. We were the greatest generation living with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, Hashem then also wanted that they should all the time live in the Sukkahs. Why? Because it was a 40-year preparation, for when they come to Eretz Yisrael. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, they should know that they have to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not get caught up in the Te'enah, the Geffen, and the Rimon. And that was enabled by the 40-year preparation program, detoxing from the lifestyle of Mitzrayim, to just realize what life is about. Life is about living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Sukkah is connected Kol HaTorah Kula. Because if you got the message of Sukkot, then all of Torah flows so easy, says Rav Moshe. It's no big deal. There's no challenge to mitzvahs if you have down the lesson of Sukkah. So, in the future, when the Goyim say, we want a chance, we want to be able to show that we're also good. So, what is Hashem going to do? Hashem says like this. Listen, there's a halacha. Mitzta'er patam in a sukkah. Listen to this amazing pshat. You know why mitzta'er patam in a sukkah? We don't find mitzta'er patam in a tefillin. Why is there a halacha? Mitzta'er patam in a sukkah. This is a very heavy lesson. A person should go from living a life of so involved in Olam Hazeh, and all of a sudden go for 7 days straight. Not everybody can handle this lesson of to be 7 days in the sukkah. Not just by your meals, to try to be there as much as you can, to spend as much time inoculating what the messages of sukkah are. It's very hard. And if you're mitzvah and you find it too heavy and you find it too difficult, and it's very hard to go from living in Olam Hazeh to just giving it all up in a second. It's too hard, says Hashem, okay, no problem. Go back to your Olam Hazeh, go into your house, do what's comfortable. If you can't deal with it, Hashem says, I'm good with you. So the Yidden go in, but they miss it. They say, I wish I could get closer to Hashem. I wish I could get this message. And that's really every Yid inside, really his deepest desire. Like everybody knows, the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin, someone's mechuyev to give his get a wife, to give his wife a get, not his get a wife, his wife a get. And he refuses, Beis is allowed to hit him, even though there's a halacha, that get him usa doesn't work. Why? So the Rambam says, because every Yid deep down really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. And when you're hitting the Yetzirah and getting the real inside of him to go along and find the pintle Yid that wants him to kind of the Ratzon Hashem. Famous Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, second parak. So the Yidden, even when they're mitzvah and they leave the sukkah, they're like, I wish I could get close to Hashem. I'm just not really holding there yet. So Hashem says, okay, you're pater from the sukkah. You're having a hard time in the sukkah, you're pater. But the Goyim are annoyed. Hashem makes the sun shine. And it's not just tsar. There's more than that. The sun reminds, the sun is a very healthy thing. The sun is a great thing. But if it's not used properly, someone just sits in the sun all day, Chas Hashem can get very, very sick, deathly sick, besides getting burnt. Very, very different types of dangerous things that come if someone is exposed straight, directly to the sun's rays. And that symbolizes Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh was used properly, enjoyed properly, that's great. But if it's misused and just indulged in without limits and rules, Chas Hashem is terrible. So Hashem shines the sun on them to say to them, you know what you're doing over here. The point of the sukkah over here is to stop being involved in Olam Hazeh. And the Goyim are, what? We don't want this. This is terrible. And they get very, very angry. They get angry about the sukkah and the lessons involved in it. They're not interested in this, in the sukkah program. They don't want to change. They're like, I don't want to go through this 12-step program and be weaned from my addiction. I'm enjoying Olam Hazeh. I don't want to stop this. So they upset and they kick the sukkah. Unlike the Yidden who are like, I wish I could be holding by this. I wish I could be better. So the sukkah, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, teaches us how a Yid lives his life. And that's why he's connected to Torah Kula. So we're answering the four questions. One question was, why are they being tested with sukkah in the future? Because this is a mitzvah, which basically shows you if you're ready for all mitzvahs. If you have the yisoid of all mitzvahs, tzadik be'emunah yichya. This is the way to measure if you have all other mitzvahs or not. And that's why Chazal say in the Medrash that if somebody was chayiv galus chas v'shalom, meaning he got too settled in this world, in his pleasures, and his family, and his thing, he used to go out, step out of his comfort zone, go into the sukkah, and remind yourself, this is what galus really, the einish of galus really was, so chas v'shalom is chayiv galus, is to step out of his comfort zone and start living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. So if somebody does this, goes into the sukkah, spends as much time as he can, stays a little bit longer without tsar, he's able to go along and spend a little bit more time in the sukkah instead of keep going back into the house. He is going to be, Yemirat Hashem, changed into a real Yid. A Yid who's connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. It will be easy for him the rest of the year to be able to become Kol HaTorah Kula. And b'schus this, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'geizer, gzeiris tairis, shnas gula v'yeshua, through Mashiach ben David, Bimheira, b'yameinu, amen. Afelechen, kasherin, yantif.